Good morning, everybody. It's me, Buddha, from Surf Guru for your Wipeout Wednesday, Taco Stand Thursday, and Foam Ball Friday Surf Report, brought to you by Jetson Surf Technology, offering innovative electric-powered surfboards. Visit JetsonSurfTechnology.com to demo one today. Thanks again for Jetson Surf Technology for sponsor report. And it looks like we've got little waves still. We got an east background bump coming all the way across the ocean at just a little bump, right tides only, a couple sets here and there. Now we got a southeast wind trying to build up a little bit, coming from the south. It's going to be some kind of a blob coming our way by the end of the week and the weekend. Southeast winds, 10 miles an hour, maybe a little stronger. So we're going to have a little southeast wind swell on top of that background east swell. Now the stuff coming from the south is going to be going over by the Bahamas. So we're going to be blocked out from about Sebastian Inlet down to Fort Pierce later this week. So the waves are a little bigger today and then going to drop off South Florida area. Like I said, Fort Pierce Inlet, Sebastian Inlet, going to be a little smaller on Thursday. And maybe a little bigger up in Cocoa Beach and New Smyrna and St. Augustine, Jacksonville on Thursday and Friday, just because it's going to get blocked out a little bit by the Bahamas, but it's not going to be very much. We're still going to have that east background bump. So that's what's going on for surf. We got to keep the surf cams free. Let our sponsors know you heard or saw it here on Guru. We'll be back for Foam Ball Friday. So pretty much the same conditions. You got to get the right tides. And after today, it's going to be a little better up New Smyrna area, Cocoa area, and north, and a little smaller here. All right, you guys, take it easy. See you Friday. Surf Guru. See ya.